29. The environment. Exercise 2.
Are young people today concerned about the environment? Well, surely, as the future generation with responsibility for protecting the planet, it's the sort of thing you take very seriously indeed, isn't it?
Well, I think we should be, and certainly there's been lots of advertisements on the television recently for saving water and switching lights off and things like that. I think the problem is with our teenage age group is that because of this sort of adult pressure for us to become environmentally friendly, it used to be cool when we were children to kind of like pick up litter for ourselves and save the animals and things like that. But when you're a bit older, you want to seem, you know, cool and like these things don't bother you so much. So I see loads, there's loads of litter dropped around our college, and there's loads of people with, like, obviously, like, not a lot of regard for the environment, and, you know, just because they can't be bothered. It's not cool enough.
So has it almost gone the other way, then? It's gone full cycle, so now
it's gone a full circle.
Uncool.
Yeah, I think that when certain people treat the Earth like a person or something like that and say, you know, you're killing the Earth, you're destroying it, I think that that's the wrong approach. I think that people should be told that they should recycle, because otherwise this planet is going to be uninhabitable. So I'd advise them to do it for themselves, not for anyone else, not for the squirrels or anything like that. I don't think that that enough is being done to prevent things from happening, because, I mean, even if you think it's not going to affect you in your lifetime, you wouldn't want maybe your children having to suffer because you've been particularly careless or selfish. And I don't think enough is being done.
But I think one of the problems is that if everyone obviously holds this view, then a whole mass of people aren't going to be doing the environmentally friendly things that they should, because they say, oh, it's just the factories, you know, what can we do? The little I do can't make any difference. And so with this common attitude, nothing is being done and nothing's being gained, so therefore we're not progressing any further in saving the world. I mean, certainly illnesses in teenagers such as asthma and allergies such as like nut allergies have been increasing, and people have linked this directly to pollution. So if teenagers suffering from asthma or allergies were told about all these links, perhaps they would stop polluting because they'd be thinking of their own gain or helping their mates rather than simply doing it because they're being told.
Do you think it ought to be like it is in Germany, where it ought to be the law that you recycle, and if you don't, you get fined?
Yes, I think that would be a really good idea, because I'm sure if more recycling bins were available, if it was as convenient for someone in their household to recycle their products as it is just to put them in their own bins, then people would do it and people would be pleased to do it. It's the fact that people have to make that extra effort to find a bottle bank or to find a paper bank. Busy working people don't have the time, or say they don't have the time to do this. You know, they'd rather not put themselves out, so they don't. So if it was law, and people wouldn't want a fine, and also the government therefore made more options available to people, I'm sure people would. That'd be a really good idea.